Good evening. Welcome to Bethlehem Lutheran Church, where God has called and gathered us here this night to receive his gifts through his word. Our reading for this evening is Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with lute and harp. Praise him with tambourine and dance. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with sounding cymbals. Praise him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. There's just something special about music. It's one of those things that sort of just transcends even language to an extent. I mean, a song can make you feel things even if you have no idea what the words are, or even if there aren't any words. It's going to have an impact on you if you're listening to it. And so we shouldn't be overly surprised that so much of what we do as a church is wrapped in music. Because we recognize that we speak a language that not everyone speaks. We recognize that those who are very young or those who maybe are getting older and aren't necessarily able to process things as well may not be able to actually hear the words that we're speaking and understand what's going on. And so, to help convey what we're saying, to help try and give people an impact of what is actually being taught and proclaimed to them, we use music. And of course, we shouldn't be at all surprised that we see that happening in Scripture as well. And Psalm 150 is, of course, a great example of this. You remember there's many different types of psalms, and this psalm, hopefully you noticed, is without doubt a psalm of praise. But it's interesting because, as with many of the other psalms, this psalm is about praising with everything. It's talking about praising the Lord and why we praise him, which is, of course, for his mighty deeds, his excellent greatness. But it also talks a little bit about how we praise him. Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with lute and harp. Praise him with tambourine and dance, notice. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with sounding cymbals. Praise him with loud clashing cymbals, that is. And finally, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. I was thinking about this last Sunday, actually, as I was chanting, I think it was the collect of the day. And as I chanted it, I recognized that I don't know that I've ever told you guys why we do the chant tones in the collect the way that we do it. As you guys probably remember, I start on one note, then I go for a little bit, then I go down a note, and then I keep on going and talk some more, and then I go up a note. And then we've got the fancy stuff at the beginning and the end as we kind of intro and conclude, usually with the name of the Lord, because the name of the Lord should be fancy. Again, there's a reason that we do things. But again, I don't know that I told you, that I've ever told you guys why we do what we do, in that the first note there, that high note, is very much so the introduction. We name God. We usually, at that point, tell him why we're asking him for anything. And then, the moment that you go down a note is when we actually ask for something. So, this last, actually, I have it here. Where'd it go? Okay, so, the collect for this last Sunday was, "Let us pray." And I'll actually chant it just so that you guys can get it, right? O God, you make the minds of your faithful to be of one will. Grant that we may love what you have commanded and desire what you promise, that among the many changes of this world our hearts may be fixed where true joys are found. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. So again, hopefully you heard there the difference in the changes in notes. And we don't just do that randomly because I felt like going down at that time. Or at least you're not supposed to anyways. Maybe sometimes we do. But the idea here is that, again, that first note is the introduction. We explain why we are actually praying to him. In this case, it's because he makes the minds of your faithful to be of one will. That's why we're praying to God for this thing. And then we ask him for something, and so I go down that note. Grant that we may love what you have commanded and desire what you promise, with the result that, among the many changes of this world, our hearts may be fixed where true joys are found. And then we go back up again, and we conclude again with Jesus. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Now make no mistake, right? If I just spoke that prayer, that would be sufficient. It would be perfectly appropriate, perfectly fine, and it would get the message across to anyone who could understand the words that I was saying. And honestly, even if you didn't understand the words, people can kind of tell when you're praying, and so they'd get the idea that, okay, we're talking to God now. But when you add music to it, whether it's something as simple as that little three-note chant that we do there, or whether it's with the full fanfare of the trumpets and the cymbals and the dancing and everything that's talked about in the psalm, well, everything that would be contained in it without the music is fine. It is more with the music. And really what it does is it does add that layer there that wouldn't have been there otherwise. It gives us another way to proclaim what's being said. Another way to impact the people with what's going on. And people know this. This is why so many of the great things in our culture have music associated with them. This is why so many people get so, I don't want to use the word obsessed because that's not quite right, get so fascinated by music and want it to be a part of their lives, because they recognize that that music can resonate with them. I know a great many people who use music to actually sort of regulate their feelings. Like if they're feeling down and they don't want to feel down, they'll play a happy song so that they can feel happier. Or if they're feeling angry and they want to something to sort of bounce that anger off of so that it doesn't involve punching somebody, they'll play an angry music. And it'll allow them to sort of vent that anger, which may not be the healthiest thing in the world, but people use it for that. And so, again, you should not be surprised that we see music showing up in so many places in the Bible, because God does the same thing. He uses music in order to communicate to us the things that he wants us to know. Whether it's a solemn funeral dirge, or a joyous marriage, whether it's a grieving on Good Friday, the seriousness that just happened, or whether it's the excitement that comes with Easter. All of these things can be emphasized and, in a sense, strengthened by music. And so as we look at this psalm, as we see the psalmist here encouraging people to praise God and to praise him with music, this is why. Because that music is there to help us remember ultimately what they were talking about in the first two verses here. Praise the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in his mighty heavens. Again, there's tons of Bible verses that talk about praising God in heaven. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Now it is worth having a word of warning, right? In that while we want music to be a part of our worship. It is worth noting that the music is not the core of worship. And I think that that's something that people struggle with sometimes. And so whether you do music in a more liturgical, traditional style as we do it here, or you do it in more a contemporary style as is done in many other places, that doesn't matter. What matters is what's at the core. Is the core the mighty deed that our Lord accomplished on the cross? Is the music supporting and enhancing and strengthening people's reception of that core? That's the question that we need to ask ourselves. And while a great many times, especially kind of around here, you might hear people sort of go after the more contemporary style, because that's not what we do, it is worth noting that do people know why we do what we do here? Would people have ever known that I chant the collect that way if I hadn't just told you? Which I'll probably tell you again on Sunday, too. Because if you don't, then yes, of course, it still, hopefully, sounds good. But they won't see the message that's being conveyed with that music. And this is one of the reasons that while we most certainly need to praise God with music, we also need to make sure that we remember why we're doing what we're doing. What is the message that's being conveyed there? Because there is almost certainly a message. And we just need to make sure people know what that is. Now may the peace which passes all understanding guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.